Hey, bodacious ones. This is Anna, and this is my first show that I am doing in over, I think it's 2 years. I'm restarting my journey into podcasting because the time is right. The world is in chaos, and many people are feeling lost and not sure of what to do. They don't feel secure in their footing. They feel uncertain about the future. And my goal is to find the one or the ones who need my voice, who need a perspective that isn't the norm, who doesn't seek to be validated, to be approved. I'm coming back into podcasting because it's an easy way to get into conversation. It's a passive way to let someone hear my voice, another perspective, and help them with an aha, or maybe even a piece of information that could be very helpful in their business, in their personal life, in their parenting, in their spiritual journey. It's not because I think I'm some grand dame of, you know, grandeur. That has nothing to do with it. But I have a perspective that's really outside of some norms. And I've found that in having conversations with people, they usually walk away many times with an aha moment, a perspective that, maybe they never thought about. And so I'm not here for the masses. I'm not here for fame. I'm not here for trying to get clout. I'm here because starting a business can be chaotic. Raising a family can be totally crazy. It has no playbook because each child is different and each day is different. Just walking through this life is crazy right now in 2021. It's absolutely crazy. And so anywhere we can pick up a new piece of perspective, an aha, a tip, a tool, I'm here for it. So what I intend to do with this podcast is to start conversations that need to happen, even if they are uncomfortable. Many times I'm going to lay out information that might, unfortunately, offend you. But I ask that you keep an open mind because any information that I bring to the podcast is done with love and the intention for growth and community and connection. Keep an open mind, and even if you don't like what you're hearing me say, keep an open mind and think about it spherically. Think about it in multi-dimensions. Think about it in 360 degrees, right? Find the lesson, the words that inspire, that help you see things from a different perspective. Don't just seek to be offended. Even in the offense, we can find a lesson. Even in a failure, we can find a lesson, right? And so that's what my intention is with this podcast, is to create conversations that unfortunately might be uncomfortable, but it's in the discomfort that we find the secret sauce, the adobo, the seasoning that makes the spice of life, right? And so if we take it from that perspective, it's all wins, right? Even if it might be a lose, it's always a win. This won't be a podcast about just business or just parenting or just mental health or just finances. This is going to be a podcast about all of that. It's a podcast that connects all of it because it really is all connected. But our conditioning in life has taught us that an An existence is fragmented into topics or labels or boxes. But the truth is that it's all interwoven experiences that lead to more experiences. Sometimes they're random and sometimes they are by design, but always connected. So before I go any further with this podcast, let me introduce myself, which I should have done at the very beginning, but I didn't. My name is Anna, and I am a stay-at-home mom. I unschool my children. For some, it's homeschooling, but not in the traditional way. So unschooling, we go by a completely different way of education. And I've been doing that for, about their whole life. I tried sending my children, well, my 11, my 14-year-old, to school. And as a former New York City school teacher, I saw that the same problems that existed when I was a teacher were the same problems that were still in place when my daughter went to school. And so I chose to take her out of school and also never send my 11-year-old to school. I've been homeschooling the 11-year-old for her entire life. She's never been into the education system. And I don't teach them the regular curriculum. I teach them a lot about business. I include them in my business practices. I teach them about life. And we have a lot of open discussions. I have been self-employed for over 15 years. Even when I was a teacher, I knew that was not a place that I was going to stay because the regulations, all that red tape, it just bothered me. And when you have knowledge of self, that kind of a system feels like a trap. And I chose to walk my own path, which has not always been easy. It a lot of times has been very difficult. And did I ever want to give up? Absolutely not. The thought of being employed by someone else and someone, some other person, some other entity, another being having control over my life, when I could be with my children, when I could take vacation, when I could get up, when I could go to sleep, how much money I was going to make, that always bothered me. And anytime I tried to apply for a job, I literally became ill in my stomach. So a lot of times you're going to hear me go into a Bronx accent. You're going to hear me go into a Spanglish accent. And a lot of times you'll hear me trying to be as proper as I possibly can be. Because you never know who's going to be listening to this. And I want to be certain that I can speak to anyone in the room. But that's me. I am a buffet of many things. I love to teach. I love stopping people in the street and just having random conversations. I'm pretty much a homebody and I do keep to myself a lot. I really do enjoy my own company and the company of my children, but I enjoy engaging. I really do enjoy where random engagement leads me. Oftentimes, it leads me right to the person that needs to hear whatever it is that I had to say. And that, my friends, is kismet. It's the moment that was meant to be. And so I don't question the source, you know? I hope that you find a lot of information here on this podcast. I am so open to suggestions of what you'd need me to speak about. I can be found on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all under the name Bodaciously You, with the letter U. So please feel free to send me a direct message with suggestions. Tell me how you like the podcast. Talk to me about a specific episode that you might have liked a lot or maybe didn't like so much. I'm open to constructive criticism because anything that helps me get better helps me to serve you better. Again, feel free to reach out to me with suggestions criticisms, or kudos at Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Bodaciously You with the letter U. I look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you soon, and wherever you are, I hope the sun is shining on you.